Good afternoon, American Fork High School. I'm Bruce Jones from Virginia Beach, Virginia, doing visual effect here at the Nebo Tournament of Bands on September 23rd on a rainy, drizzy, cold afternoon for you guys, and I apologize for that. I would love to have a better condition, certainly, so environmental factors will be an impact on the program. And, you know, God bless the auxiliary especially. So looking forward to it. Have a great show, great season, and hopefully the rest of the season performance will be under less adverse conditions. Good luck. Okay. Interesting involvement here, wheeling these giant hoop structures. A little long developing here. Oh, that was cool. Yeah, I love that manipulation, velocity, picking up the melodic aspect of the keyboards, the 360, yeah. Very cool with the body work here. Change of velocity. Love the use of color here. Yes. Excellent integration of efforts. Love the interplay of voicings here. Yeah, I love the interplay. Front stage focus, musician aspect, the various vignettes backstage. Yeah, I love how we're using these little circular objects, creating visual dynamics and focus here, as well as some textural efforts. Love that flag color. Wow, it's beautiful. A little rough transitionally reshaping here with the woodwinds right stage. Yeah, interesting involvement, body texturally here. Yeah, excellent stage here. Mellophone voices. Yeah, certainly appreciate the musical considerations and the distance of the musicians here. Yes, excellent. Well staged. Excellent sense of integrated effort. Oh, wow. Cool with the woodwind wedge here. Love the density of that. And the interplay of the low brass introduction here. Yes. The little left to right interplay with each other. Love the detailing here. You know, inconsistencies of performance and clarity, auxiliary, space and time. But from a standpoint of coordination of the elements, the musicality, very strong up to this point. Yeah, love how the mellophones create the static visual focus here. Once again, a lot of phasing, fuzziness of form and clarity. Backstage flags just not quite handling their responsibilities, but once again, flag pulls and flags weighing 50 pounds makes it a little tough to manipulate. Yeah, I wish I was a little higher as well. Certainly, expansiveness of the field. You know, you had the saber moment here, really kind of lost that somewhat from this vantage point. Like that change of speed and the direction. Yes, well done. Yeah, and I love the manipulation of the circle. Yes, very cool. Strong sense of coordination of the elements, staging of the elements. Certainly realize the physical challenges on the performers. A little distracted watching these flutes running, walk in front of the pit. I guess, okay, they're kind of getting set for their moment here. Oh, interesting use of dynamics here and dimensionality in the low brass. Auxiliary behind them, the expressive quality. qualities as they were doing some body prior to rolling these circular objects, maybe needs to really be enhanced once again, you know. Yeah, and I love the interpretive aspect of the wind's right side interpreting what they hear, but they need to be much more expressive, much too staccato-ish. I think they need to have a little bit more legato aspect to soften up on the arms somewhat. Maybe a little rough here, kind of like losing that connection here as you reshape the form. You know, you got some interesting things going on here with the flutes, but not a lot of support here. I mean, you know, it's subtle, and yet I'm looking for somebody to be supporting that, something through gestural efforts, something through something subtle with the auxiliary. Very exposed as you move those circular objects here.
Again, the pacing of that release, how we get into the release of an individual's leaving, so we had some holes in
that. Yeah, I think this is a work in progress. I like how we developed the wedge, the clarity of these wedges. Yeah, I love that body effort and the alternating direction creates visual complexity and enhancement. And I love how they just wheel these out, the circular shapes, very cool. And it's like a frame as I watch the flags through, or the auxiliary through them. But then prior to that, there's some time there. We're just meandering, and I think we really need to develop something there, maintain that continuity. But this is very cool. Backstage with the auxiliary support and the flags. Not quite handling those expressive qualities and the clarity, but once again, under adverse conditions, there I think they're doing admirable. Again here, the kind of forced as we go to the outer perimeters in this run technique, kind of running down here with the auxiliary, just not maintaining that continuity. Interesting as we toss that rifle exchange, but I don't know if that's enough. It just seems forced here. Long development here. Yeah, certainly strong focus percussively here. Body efforts. Very muddled on the outer perimeters from a performance standpoint, so clarity certainly can affect not only the performance aspect of affecting this, but it impacts repertoire as well. Yeah, good sense of phrasing here. Not quite sure of the auxiliary reshaping aspect there. And it's kind of cluttered here. You know, it's interesting as the directional changes. And once again, vantage point here, certainly a better vantage point. Cool bass drum focus there. And, you know, some of the moments I'm missing, and I think just due to my particular vantage point here. Rifles, not a strong moment there from performance, and very rushed transitionally coming to the front. I don't know if there was something, you know, a higher vantage point, something that doesn't make that as obvious of a transition that having them come to get their flags.
They didn't end that very strongly after the protocols.
Love the frame approach, love the flag. Yeah, just kind of muddled again, you know. The manipulation of the circles, the spilling out, we're just not quite handling and not developing clarity. Don't know if it's that dynamic ending that we're looking to drive towards so much visual enhancement and musicality throughout the program that when you're bringing, you know, the last little bit to the program, I don't know if that particular ending, at least for me, and you know, and certainly an elevated performance could certainly change everything, but just didn't seem to have enough depth coming out of that to be the end resolution and that big time ending climax. Really enjoyed the opportunity to see the band and wish you best through the course of the season. Good luck.